From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's ruling party in the lead. With most of the votes counted, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party appears headed for a surprise victory in Sunday's parliamentary elections in Turkey. Official results are not expected for a number of days, but Turkey likely will return to a one-party government. Reuters reports that Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu has already called for unity concerning proposed constitutional changes. Returns indicate a defeat for the Nationalist Movement Party, which lost many of the seats they had gained in the last election in June. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday met Uzbekistan's ruler and officials from other Central Asian states. Zlatika Hoeks has this report.
Kerry's visit to Central Asia comes after stops in Europe and the Middle East. Leaders of the five former Soviet republics are concerned about a resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan and the recruitment of their people into terrorist organizations such as Islamic State. Kerry addressed these concerns at the meeting in Samarkand.
In this particular moment of history, economic and security issues go hand in hand. They reinforce each other.
Earlier Sunday, Kerry met with Uzbek President Islam Karimov, who has ruled his country with an iron fist for more than 20 years. Zlatica Hoke, Washington.
An aviation official said Sunday a Russian airliner that crashed in Egypt disintegrated in the air. The remark comes a day after the Metrojet flight disappeared from radar over the Sinai Peninsula with 224 people aboard. Nearly all of the passengers aboard the Metrojet flight, charter flight, were Russian tourists returning to St. Petersburg. This is VOA News.